This is the day the Lord has made. I know I say that more than one Sunday, but he makes every day. But this is the day. This is the day that he's made for us to worship him and put him first and seek his face. And, you know, God deserves some of our time. And when you add up what we spend in church, you know, to compared to the 168 hours in the week, it doesn't add up much. Of course, I hope that's not all the time you spend with God, because we should be in daily prayer and daily Bible reading and witnessing and doing those things that are, the people who believe are supposed to do. It was my intention this morning to talk about the day of Pentecost. Pentecost, it's Pentecost Sunday. 50 days from resurrection is Pentecost. And most biblical scholars believe that Pentecost was the birthday of the early church, because from that day forward is when they went establishing churches and preaching the gospel, until in the first century the known world was covered with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And they were endued with power. That power, see, that's what we receive when we receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, is a fulfilling of power. It's not about manifestations, even though there's manifestations that come sometime, but it's the power that we need. It's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And they were all filled. They were filled with something that made them overcomers. Disciples who just a few days before had hid and were afraid, they came out boldly because they received that dunamis, the Greek word, I believe it was, for the power that they received when the day of Pentecost come. I've been there several times. It was the same place Jesus had Passover, and you know, they asked me to pray one time, and I didn't get carried away, but a woman looked over me and said, shh, you know, trying to quiet me down. And I said, ma'am, if you think I'm loud, you ought to have been here on that day when the early church received an infilling of the power of God, and 3,000 souls was added to the church that day because they went out on the streets of Jerusalem, and the Lord of glory gave them the power to be overcomers and to establish the spiritual body of Christ in the land. Well, if I don't soon move on from that, I will talk about that. But hello this morning. Praise the Lord. It's good to be able to come to you. And, I think some of you sometime maybe view our page, but you could like a page of Cathedral of Praise. It gives me encouragement to know that there are people who are listening and being blessed by the ministry and what we're doing Sunday after Sunday to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, you know, you can email me at raymwhittington@gmail.com, or you can write me at Ray M. Whittington at Post Office Box 4530, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27404. That's P.O. Box 4530, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27404. Love to hear from you. Know what God's doing. Know about your prayer request and all of what's going on in your life. I like to know when we're being a blessing to somebody. And of course, you welcome to come worship with us some Sunday at 3529 Rehoboth Church Road, Greensboro, North Carolina 27406. I'm here every Sunday morning because I want to be a blessing and encourage, and I can't save anybody, but I want to lead somebody to Jesus, and then I use some of my time to help you grow in God. See, the church, Jesus is the one that saves. We have to bring them to be saved, but Jesus is the one that saves them. And then he said, go make disciples. Well, we're going to listen to a song, and then I want to share something, because I have a scripture on my heart today that I believe is a scripture for today, because I believe God's fixing to do something special for somebody. But the cathedral is going to sing, I Know a Man Who Can.
No doubt about this. One of the greatest songs to ever come along for the Cathedral Quartet. And I've seen this song literally move thousands of people. and it'll never grow old. Listen as Kirk Talley sings, I know a man who can.
Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. I call him Jesus. He is my dearest friend. When the world it goes around you and you need a friend, there is a man who can. Acts chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought into the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. God spoke to me this morning to tell somebody that God still does special miracles in special ways. I don't think that I have a hotline to God that other people don't have, but I do love the Lord and I do believe His Word, and I cannot tell you that everything that I've asked God for, even in the physical sense, has been taken care of. I have hearing problems. I have to wear hearing aids, and I've prayed thousands of times probably for God to touch that, and He hasn't done that. But I've had three forms of cancer. I think I shared not long ago that I had an opportunity years ago to buy a little cancer policy that would pay if you had cancer. And I thought, well, I'll never need that. But, you know, I've had to have a basal cell removed off of my nose, and I had a very serious problem with a growth on my finger that was squamous. That's the second kind of skin cancer that you can have, and it had gotten to where they thought I was going to lose my finger and had to do surgery, and it was an all-day affair where they kept just scraping and taking stuff off until, you know, they would take it and make sure everything was gone. And I've told people, when you're dealing with the issue, you've got to solve the problem. I wanted chemo or radiation, and my doctor said no, said if you don't get it all, it'll come back, and by the time it comes back, it will have metastasized and be all over your body. So, you know, if you don't deal with a problem, and I don't have time to get all this in this morning because there's so much to tell, but if you don't deal with the problem is going to deal with you. And if you can't just let it go or partially take care of it, because if they hadn't have gone until they knew that they got it all, then it would have come back, and by the time it showed up, it would have been way too late. By the way, I've got a friend in West Virginia that's you know, he's got all kind of tests coming up Wednesday. Pray for him, because if without a miracle, it doesn't look like that things are going to be well for him. But anyway, see, God, the scripture stirred my heart, and I've shared with you that I don't, sometimes I'm careful about sharing this miracle, because I know good men of God, great men that I don't even feel worthy to untie their shoes, like John Baptist said about Jesus, that, you know, that had to have surgery or treatment, and some of them, it was even a partial cause of their leaving this world. But sometimes, somebody say sometimes. See, sometimes God wrought special miracles, and sometimes he does it in unusual ways. I don't get on this radio program to see how many people that I can get to respond or promise you the moon if you do this or if you give so much. I just pray that God will speak to your heart, and if there's ever a time that you feel like you need to sow into this ministry, that you'll be obedient to God, because I don't have to tell you that it costs to do what we're doing. But maybe I'm wrong, but because so many people do it and they have so many people that follow them, I'm here to just share the word of God and be a blessing to you. And the reason I'm sharing this is because God spoke to me today to tell somebody that he still does special miracles, and there are points of contact. Jesus put blood on a man's eyes. R.W. Shambach, I believe it was, said one time this woman had a sister that was in a place because she was having some mental issues, and they wouldn't let them send anything in. But she wanted to get a point of contact in. And so she prayed over some chewing gum and sent it in, and God touched the woman. Now, that might not be in where you see God work sometime, but I'm telling you that God is a miracle worker God, and he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we even asked or think. I remember my mama praying when we were little, and there was a lot of things we didn't have, and sometimes God would come through in a special way. I've shared with you before how that in Illinois, we were up there, there was about seven or eight of us children, and Daddy had been off to preaching revival, and Mama called us in on Thursday and said, you know, your dad won't be home to Sunday night, but what offering he gets. And we're low on food. And while we were praying, a man that was over the churches in that particular denomination in Illinois knocked on the door and said, Sister Whittington, God told me you needed some groceries, and had two big bags of groceries in his arm. So I learned to trust God at an early age, that God can do, he could perform miracles. But anyway, I went to the doctor for I had some kidney stones and was doing a follow-up, and in 2004, And so he said, "Hey, we haven't done an exam recently, have we?" And I said, "No." He said, "Well, let's do one." And something didn't feel exactly normal. So he said, "I feel like we need to do a biopsy." He did 11 samples. He did 11 samples, and that was on April the 30, 2004. And he called me. They want to talk to Glenda, want to talk to me. And he said, "Reverend Whittington, I need to tell you that, you know, some people said, I've never seen a miracle. I've never heard of a miracle. I've never seen proof of a miracle." He said, "I need to tell you that your test came back positive, and you have prostate cancer, and on the Gleason scale of a 10, it was a 3 and a 4, which had made a 7. And here's what it said. It said the right prostate needle biopsy is benign, prostatic tissue with acute inflammation, but the left one is what he had marked, left prostate needles biopsy, prostatic adenocarcinoma, which means cancer, involving less than 10% of the biopsies. And so he recommended surgery, and I've got the paperwork where I was supposed to have surgery on June the 8th, 2004, a radical prostatectomy. And, I'd prayed, and I've seen other people go through that, and I was just thankful, you know, that there was help. But God kept speaking to me. And God kept saying to me, not in Greek or Hebrew, but in English that I understand, he said, "Have a second biopsy." So I went to Dr. Otlin and I asked him, and he said, "I've never done one." So I almost missed God because, you know, I don't go to doctors I don't believe are good doctors. But I said to him in a letter, "Dr. Otlin, if it won't put me in harm's way, and just to see how it looks a couple months down the road, would you do a second biopsy?" And he said, "I'm going to make Reverend Whittington happy." Well, when we went back in, June the 22nd, 2004, he said, "I'm going to do more." So he did 13 samples, 13. He said, "I'm going to do more samples." So he did the number of biopsies was 6 in one and 7 in the other. I'm just doing this to praise the Lord. And here's what it said. It said prostate right, benign tissue. Prostate left, it said it's got chronic inflammation, but it's benign. And then he said Dr. Libby has reviewed both biopsies and agreed. What they did was pull out the biopsy from April and check it again. And he said there is a biopsy of the left biopsy from May the 2nd, 2004, which has been reviewed and confirmed by Dr. Libby and Dr. Andrus, which shows prostatic adenocarcinoma. However, praise the Lord, the current left prostate biopsies do not show this. Praise God, praise God, praise God. And the reason I'm sharing this, I went there Monday, and my count was 1.41. And he said, "You just don't make sense." He said, "You're the exception." Said, "You are the exception. You're the exception." And I just raised my hand again and said, "You know, he's the one that did it." And that's what I see. Praise God forevermore. That's what I believe. I've got the proof in my hand. I'm holding the paperwork from the doctor in my hand as I talk to you this morning, because the Bible said that God wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul. And so I looked up what a miracle is, and it's a divine intervention. It's something that's not scientific or naturally done. It's an act of God, an act of deity. And a miracle would be one thing, but there are times, and I believe I'm speaking to somebody that needs to hear this morning, there are times that we need a special miracle. So God is able this morning. Before I close in just a couple of minutes, we're gonna have a prayer, and I'm gonna ask God to do some special miracles by the hand of Paul. That's what he said. He said, it's God that does it. It's God that does it. But our faith and our obedience and our trust in God, I wish I could prove to you or say to you that every time you go to God and ask Him for something, it's going to happen. No, the rain comes on the just and unjust. I've had more of my friends sick lately than I've been to too many funerals. It's just but that's reality. It is appointed unto man once to die. As I've shared with you, the death rate's 100 unless Jesus comes. And I'm telling you, God wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul, and that's the word that God put on my heart this morning, that there's some special miracles still. You know, there's a miracle in the making. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And sometimes I send out prayer cloths because that's their points of contact. Sometimes we anoint with oil because that's what James said do. But just don't doubt God's ability to do the miraculous. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond what we even ask or think. And I'll never forget, Dr. Otland said to me, I still think you should have surgery. I said, what are the other options? You want to cut on me and can't find it? And my primary doctor said to me the other day, he said, well, one thing about it, you don't have cancer. And he said, well, will you come in every 6 months and be checked? And so that 12 years, that's 24 times. And I go to my regular doctor for a physical every year, so that's 36 times in 12 years that I have been checked, and the miracle holds this morning. And like I said, I give God the glory for that, because it was not of my goodness, not of my works, lest any man should boast, but God is in the miracle working business, and some of us need a special miracle. I just can't get over that this morning. You know, one thing to have a miracle, but he said he wrought special miracles, unusual miracles, outstanding miracles. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. My God can do anything. My God can do anything. He made this world with all its fullness, and all the time shall bring. My God can do anything. I'm going to say that one more time. I said, my God can do anything. Anything, yes, anything. My God can do anything. He made this earth with all its fullness and all that time shall bring. And my God can do anything. Father, in the name of Jesus, you know who's listening to the sound of my voice this morning. You know who will turn on later and pick it up on a podcast, or as my words go forth this morning, Lord, let it penetrate somebody's heart, somebody that needs a breakthrough, somebody that needs a healing, somebody that needs a job, somebody that needs a financial miracle. Oh God, let it break through into the faith area until they begin to believe for the impossible. The things that are impossible with men are possible with God. We got into rivers we think are uncrossable, got mountains we can't tunnel through. God, you specialize in things thought impossible, and you can do what no other power can do. Lord, I just pray this morning. I just come in agreement. I just come in agreement that you're going to do great things, that you're going to touch lives, that I'm going to hear reports, and churches are going to hear reports where God has performed miracles, healing miracles, financial miracles, emotional miracles. And Lord, you said that even that the sicknesses departed from them, and evil spirits, the spirits of addiction, oh God, the spirits that bind people, oh God, minds are going to be restored. People are going to be delivered from habits that they thought they could never be delivered from. God, I just call it done in your name this morning, because you're an awesome God. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. We give you the praise and glory in Jesus' name. May the Lord bless you, keep you. May He cause His face to shine upon you. May He be merciful to you, and may He give you the peace that passes all understanding. God bless you this morning is my prayer.